Yeah, Johnny Ken on Demand. That's what it's called. So if you want to hear the show and you can't hear the live hours when we're here doing them, well, pick up the podcast at KFIAM640.com. Also on the iHeart Radio app. Got a lot to get to, John. I don't know if you're aware, but today was, it is, the 100th day of Mayor Bassetti today. So,
yeah. Exciting news. And what's changed?
It's a milestone. Everything. All the homeless are gone. Have you not noticed?
Yeah,
they have been
right.
given permanent housing.
They're
in
all
fact,
gone.
They've already taken professional jobs.
Yes,
or maybe
that's
we
true.
Can get them to fill in for the striking school employees.
Some of them are working here.
Is that right?
That's right.
You're noticing.
Yes. New faces. Some new unwashed faces.
There is a story to get to that ran in the weekend's New York Times about homeless people in Phoenix, and there was one part of it I could not believe. All the things I've seen here, I can't imagine that anybody would put up with this. We'll tell you what it is, as homeless people are camped outside of a guy's sandwich shop. That's coming up in a few minutes. But, of course, one of the lead stories besides the rain is the strike that the LA Unified School District, some 420,000 kids will not be going to school the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, Thursday. It was announced it's a three-day strike, and it's, of course, all on behalf of what they call the service employees at the school. These are people like the custodians and also the cafeteria workers, the bus drivers. They want a 30% raise. Let's bring on KFI News' Chris Adler for more on the story.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Good. So is anybody talking?
No, not yet, at least. There really is no movement, except right now there's a rally going on outside of the district headquarters where thousands of people who were on picket lines today are now in droves in the street outside of the district headquarters, you know, protesting, holding up signs, picketing, and really just fed up. But there is no talk right now about negotiations, and it looks like these next 2 days of striking through Thursday are still on.
If there's no agreement reached, what's next for the unions? If they have their temper tantrum for 3 days and they don't get what they want, then what?
So that's the real, that's the big question here. And when I was at the rally in downtown LA last Wednesday, when they announced that they were going to strike, Max Arias, he's the executive director for SEIU Local 99. He said that unless they get what they want and their demands are met, that they're heard. You know, he said it's really about respect. If they continue to be disrespected and their demands are not met, they will be announcing additional striking dates.
But this isn't that isn't how a negotiation works.
First of all,
the way that's phrased is it's all demands. Usually you sit down and you work out and you come to a middle.
No.
This guy's saying if they don't take everything we want point blank, we'll do something else. We'll strike again. That's ridiculous.
By the way, they're not negotiating for respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T?
They're not. They're negotiating
they
for
can't, the kids can't spell it.
Because if the superintendent came out and said, you know what, we'll put it in writing that we respect you, but there's no raise.
Yeah, that's right.
They're still on strike. So that's just like cheap, stupid rhetoric.
Well, Chris, what do you know about how far apart they are? Seeing one story, the school district's offering 23%. They want 30%. Is it something like that? Or do you know how close they are?
Yeah. So let me just clarify something for you guys and also for the listeners who because there's a lot of different information coming in from different directions. So UTLA is the union that represents the teachers. They are requesting a 20% pay increase. That's 20% for them, but they are not on strike. SEIU Local 99 are the service workers, custodians, bus drivers, teaching assistants. They are the union that is on strike. They are asking for 30%. Now, Carvalho did make an offer on Friday. He made it publicly. And with retroactive pay going in through 2025, it would equate to about 23% raise. And when I was out on the picket lines today in Southgate, I was speaking to workers and they said, you know what? It's unless he signs the contract with what we're asking for, we're going to continue to strike.
That was the response.
Yes.
Well, that's not a negotiation.
So after the 3 days here, if they don't get what they want, they're going to extend the strike, and we don't know that yet.
let me clarify something else as well. Coming from the workers, this is not a new negotiation. They say that this has been going on for almost a year. They've been at the table trying to talk to Carvalho, but they say that he has not been responsive, and only now is he coming to the table and putting it on them, saying, okay, you know, they don't want to negotiate, but they've been trying to negotiate. Well, for about over 10 months.
No, nobody's going to sort out the past because everybody lies with these claims. The question is he's put out publicly what seems to be a specific offer of 23%. That's what it amounts to when you add it all up. So they're saying no to that.
Essentially,
want 30.
They want 30, but they're also saying this strike is not just about the pay. As you've heard, this is about respect and the mistreatment by the district. When they announced that they were going to go on strike, and when they told the district that they would eventually have a strike, the treatment that they received from them, the retaliation,
How do you make that up? I mean, what are you supposed to do, grovel? I don't understand.
What is the retaliation? What are they talking about? I mean, you're talking about thousands of employees. Were they all called in the room and slapped in the face? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Well, obviously not physically, but they were saying that Carvalho and the district threatened that they would lose their jobs, that they would be replaced.
They should be replaced. He's right. If he said that, then I'm right with him. Yeah, because we can replace every single one of the people in that union in about 5 minutes. There's millions of people available to work, and they take those jobs in seconds, which is why the pay is so low, because there's a lot of people willing to do it and are able to do it.
Do we know if the district is claiming they don't have the money for this? Is that what they're saying? They can't give 30% because they don't have the finance?
The district says on record that they do not want to bankrupt the district, that they want to give them the highest ever offer that they've ever historically given, but they can't bankrupt the district. That's what they've said. Now, reports are out there of the district having a nearly $5 billion reserve, but Carvalho has come back and said, no, the reserve is closer to $500 million. But
boy, that's a huge difference.
That is, yes.
And how's anybody supposed to know what a proper reserve should be anyway? I mean, people throw, it's a $5 billion reserve. It's like, how do you know that? Prove that. And how do we know $500 million is enough? I mean, this is kind of silly. This is really silly.
All right, Chris, thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
Hi, it's Chris Adler at KFI News covering the LA Unified School District strike, which is not by the teachers, although separately they want 20%. But we're not at the point yet where they're ready for a job action. This is about the support people in the schools, the cafeteria,
all these
workers,
people,
the custodians, bus drivers. I guess some special ed people. Special ed assistants.
They just are heartless. They just hate the kids, don't they? They take advantage of families who've got no leverage. You know, they don't have much money. They cannot move. They cannot go to an alternate school. Some of them don't speak English. Some of them aren't here legally. They're not going to make a fuss. And the unions know this. They know, because you wouldn't do this on the West Side. You wouldn't do this in Glendale or in any suburb.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no union that would, if there are unions in private schools, and they're not. You know, in fact, there should be no unions when it comes to schooling. There shouldn't be no unions. This is terrible. You're only doing it because these parents are captive. They have to go to LAUSD. I bet you most of them wouldn't go, but they just don't have the money, and they don't have the ability to move to a good school system in the suburbs. And that is just an attack on poor minorities. That's all it is, because you would not do this in Newport Beach. No way.
So she mentioned the head of the service union that's behind this, Max Arias, says in this story, the goal is to get the average annual wages from members moved from $25,000 to $36,000. Now, we'll talk about that because they get benefits, and it is in many cases, a part-time job. Not everybody's working a full, like, 8-hour-plus day.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this more when we come back.
Because it only takes so long to make lunch.
And plus school's not in session the entire day. Or if you're a bus driver, as we said yesterday, you drive the kids in have a break.
It's just,
so you drive the kids back
home.
It's
wild. If you actually sat down and broke down their demands compared to how much work they do and how much value is in their work, this whole thing falls apart. That's why they rely on just a lot of bluster and emotion. People going, they work so hard. It's like, would you stop? It's not that matter. It doesn't matter how hard you work. It matters how valuable your work is.
And it sounds to me, and the listener had sent this in an email, and I think Chris sort of touched on it, this union, and I know we've been laughing at the word respect, but this LA Unified School Superintendent Carvalho has been pleading with them to come back in and talk. They, the last few times I saw the story, they don't really want to go to the bargaining table.
No.
I think they do want to make a political street show of this.
Well, but
for, quote, the respect that they don't think they get.
Because the union is run by these woke anarchist types who like to do performative theater. And they're also enhancing their own careers. And there's a lot of people dragging along because they don't have. We see this in the teachers union, right? We always hear about teachers who object to the union. Yeah, but you don't have the courage to fight them publicly, do you? And the same thing here with the janitors and the slot makers for lunch. You don't have the courage to take on the union. Nobody has the courage. The parents don't have the courage either. So the biggest, loudest bullies are going to win. And they're winning over everybody right now because everyone else is too frightened and timid.
More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.